Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The key is not to wish for a better winter. Key is to wish for more strength, more wisdom, more courage, get better, get wiser, get stronger.
We have to constantly ask ourselves the uncomfortable questions. I mean, is the world better for me having been in it?
Keep the promises you make to yourself. Don't be a I'll do it when I'm ready kind of person. Because you know what? You'll never be ready. When you do what you say you're gonna do, hard things become easier. Not following through destroys your confidence and your self-worth. Take it one decision at a time. Start small, stack some wins, and keep going.
Work comes before the belief. You have to say, I'm gonna do the work regardless of what it produces. I'm just gonna do the work. I'm just gonna do it. I'm gonna do the work today, and if it doesn't produce anything today, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna do it again tomorrow. And what happens is over the course of time, you start to believe because you're seeing a little bit of result, you're seeing a little bit of win, you're seeing a little bit of progress happening, and you're starting to realize, oh shit, this is how the fuck it works. Confidence, momentum, these are things we are in control of. These are not magical, they are not gifts from the universe. These are things that are within our control.
Now, I know taking chances is kind of fretful, but the best things in life is on the other side of fear. Is I make my dreams bigger than all my fears. I have dreams that's so big that not getting there is just unacceptable. It doesn't make any sense for you not to have the life that you dream of.
There is no tomorrow. Fuck that shit. Let's get all this done today. A lot of people think they have all this time, so they fucking waste it. And they never go out and do what they really set out to do or accomplish or do anything great in their life. You think when you're young that you have all this time. You have no time. There's no time.
You have to serve someone. What are you going to do today that you tomorrow will appreciate?
It doesn't matter who you used to be. What matters is who you decide to be today. You're not defined by your mistakes, your mishaps, or your past. Every day is a new opportunity to get it right. Don't take it for granted. Put the excuses to the side and take inventory of everything you want in this life. It's time you start investing in the person that matters the most. And that person is you.
You want to change the trajectory of your life? You want to change the trajectory of your success? You want to change the trajectory of your relationship? Don't lead with the good foot. Step with that bad foot. Because that's where growth and change is. It's easy to do things when you're feeling good. It's easy to do things when you're feeling excited. The most successful people you've ever met, they've had to constantly lead with that bad foot. They had to constantly take that step with that bad foot. They're still stepping with that bad foot.
Nourish your values like a mother and fight your enemies like a father. Even if you have to fight the enemies that are within yourself. Don't become a victim of yourself. It's possible to become a victim of tragedy, possible to become a victim of gossip, possible to become a victim of the things that happen out there, but here's the most important thing. Don't become a victim of yourself.
You want to change your behavior, you want to change your life, and it just feels really hard. And you feel like you're in a place where you're stuck. I want you to remember that the reason that you are not changing is because the cost of remaining the same is not yet higher than the cost of change.
You will run into hard times as you are living out your destiny. If you don't want problems, don't do anything important in life. If you don't want problems, be like everybody else. If you don't want problems, be average, mediocre, living a life well beneath your potential, complaining about everything, blaming other people. Be just like everybody else if you don't want problems. But if you want to make a difference, if you want to pursue your vision, if you want to live out your maximum potential, there will be problems. And if you want it bad enough, you will get through those problems.
It's all internal, right? If you finish a marathon in first place, no one comes along and drips dopamine in your ear. You self-generate that. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't good and bad events in life. The fact of the matter is that if you set the next milestone as just outside the distance of what you're comfortable with and you make it there, if you allow yourself a moment to register that win, you get energy to then set the next milestone and achieve it.
You're not here to be happy. You're here to live life. You're here to experience suffering. You're here to experience tribulation. You're here to experience heartbreak, pain, joy, pleasure. Every single avenue, every single emotion, why would you limit yourself from experiencing that? Why? Because you're scared. You're afraid. You don't know how it's going to work out. It doesn't feel good. Perfectly fine. But I've come to understand, I've come to realize that the beauty of life isn't in pursuing happiness. It's in pursuing experiences.
Going out of your comfort zone and overcoming the butterflies that are going to be in your stomach and the little mini panic attacks that you're going to have, go do those things and do them as often as you possibly can. And you will get used to all these little feelings that arise when some pressure situation unfolds.
Just eliminate all external distractions and, you know, just focus on the process itself and enjoying it every single day. Chopping wood, carrying water. Greatness is not meant for a few chosen people. It's meant for those who persistently pursue their dreams every day and make that choice when they wake up. So just a mentality, really.
Somebody who does not have enough courage, who does not have enough discipline, who does not have willpower, maybe he just does not have the power anymore to keep on going and going and going after he failed so many times. But because of these failures, because there is something inside of you which feels that you don't want to fail the fourth and fifth and sixth time anymore. Because of this, something else inside of you starts to become very, very strong. And once again, and then you only need to keep repeating and going, repeating and going. Don't lose sight. Don't lose sight.
It's the starting line. And what a beautiful place to be. Where else would you want to be? To be standing at the edge of a new life, the edge of a new opportunity, the edge of a new path that you can walk. And I know that you might look up and see the mountain before you, the heights that you can't even see the tops of. But there's no place you'd rather be. Because right now, in this place, is the beginning of something beautiful. The opportunity to create like you've never created. The opportunity to let go of everything, all of that baggage that's kept you down in the past. You can let it go starting now.
In our journey of life, if we are doing it correctly, we will have dreams and aspirations, goals and objectives, desires for success, and the ability to position ourselves to help others. our success in achieving any of these things will be based largely on our ability to endure along the way. Endurance is the foundation upon which greatness is built and is a beacon of strength and resilience.
Sometimes, you know, your body just hurts, your legs hurt, and they're sore, but that's how you get better. And the only way that you can get better is by pushing yourself beyond what you believe you're capable of doing.
Nothing you want is going to happen in your timing. It almost never does. So everything you ask God for, it comes in a process. It's going to happen. It's the never giving up that hurts people the most. You pray for something, you ask God for something, then when it don't happen in your time, then you create these human excuses. That just didn't happen in your timing. But I can almost assure you, nothing you want is going to happen in your timing. It almost never does.
This is it, man. It's your time. This is your moment. You've been praying for an opportunity. Here it is. You're about to walk into that season of your life. I just hope you're ready for it.
The odds of you being on this earth is 1 in 400 trillion. So you were chosen to be here. The only difference between you and the person who is going after their purpose is the choice of being chosen. Believing that they are chosen. Those who are great are those who choose to be chosen.
Discipline is rooted in the truth we tell ourselves. That's what it is. Discipline is rooted in the truth we tell ourselves. Because if you tell yourself the truth, and the truth is, I'm not happy with where I'm at. That's the truth. The truth is, I can do more. The truth is, I can do much better than I'm doing right now. And if that's the real truth, if that's what you believe, if you believe that to be the truth, you won't have to find more discipline. Discipline will find you.
If you value your goals, you need structure. You need a routine that gives you the best possible chance at achieving them. Whatever it is for you, find a way to start your day that makes you feel your best. There's a good chance you already know what that is, and it's likely something hard that you'd rather put off. You will always fall into a routine. You either create one or it will be handed to you. You choose.
You don't have the answers, and it's probably pretty damn scary. And I say that's okay, because that is how it is. This is the reality that many of you are facing. This is the world that we live in.
In a world filled with noise, your voice, your actions, and your decisions have the power to carve out silence. A silence in which you can find your true self and your path to success. It's easy to get lost in the crowd, to follow the well-trodden path, but your journey, it's unique. It's not defined by the cacophony of doubts and fears, but by your ability to rise above it. Embrace the solitude of ambition. Let it be your guide in the chaos. Remember, the tallest trees grow in the deepest silence.
Feelings are like waves in the mind, and you just want to just be with them. You want to be in the misery. You want to be in the pain. You want to be in the emotional suffering. Just be there without any resistance, as if you're letting waves just move through you, and watch it, stay with it, and they will dissolve. Like waves dissolving back into the ocean, the feelings will dissolve into the mind.
Your gift will make room for you, and in time, that room will be large enough to stand in. And then the room will be filled with people, and then the people filled with your light. And when they leave, they take that light with them. You see, your light, when confined to you, only goes as far as you can travel. But sharing your light with one other person, two other people, three other people, now that might just change the world.
You're going, right, where you're destined to go. It's not supposed to feel good all the time. It's not supposed to be easy.
You know, so when you're going through seasons of discomfort, seasons of feeling overwhelmed, feeling pulled in a lot of different directions, understand that it's a part of you getting to the place that you want to be, you getting to the best version of yourself. It's all playing a role. And you know, like that vision that you have for yourself, you know, the dreams and the aspirations you have for yourself, like, they're not easy to attain.
Like, some people's expectations, their belief systems are, life should be taking care of me. I got to show people that life is calling to you. You need to deliver something to life. Because as long as you're waiting for somebody to take care of you, then you're always the victim. You're always waiting. Whereas if you think that I'm here to deliver something to life, I have a responsibility to life to give something, not just get something. That's when people feel alive, because what you get never makes you happy.
Don't walk through the world looking for evidence that you don't belong, because you will always find it. Don't walk through the world looking for evidence that you're not enough, because you'll always find it. Our worth and our belonging are not negotiated with other people.
Persevere. Nothing worthwhile is easy. No one of achievement has avoided failure, sometimes catastrophic failures. They keep at it. They learn from mistakes. They don't.
You were given a gift, but let me tell you right now, it comes at a cost. Your gift is not free. What's the cost? You have to work for it. You have to work at it. You have to manifest it. You have to grow it. You have to get better at it. You have to get better at sharing your gift. You have to cultivate your gift so much that you can share it. Your God-given gift doesn't guarantee that you will succeed. It just guarantees you an opportunity. And let me tell you, what an opportunity you have.
Your potential is like that tree, waiting to rise above the noise, to reach heights unseen. This is your moment to tune out the distractions, to focus on what truly matters. Your growth, your journey, your impact, your success. Rise above the noise and let your actions declare to the whole world your purpose.
And so what's the point of climbing this mountain that the world says we should climb in order to be successful and happy and realize at the end of a career, at the end of a life, we've climbed the wrong mountain?
Two things we get every day, that's a chance and a choice. Let's put more value on the choices that we make, because our choices are what determine our destination.
Believe in your vision. When no one believes in your vision, the world believes in your vision.
You can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something, your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever. Because believing that the dots will connect down the road will give you the confidence to follow your heart, even when it leads you off the well-worn path. And that will make all the difference.
Maybe the secret to success isn't in everything that we once thought. Maybe the secret to success instead is asking ourselves, what if? Maybe it's in the curiosity to want to know, what would happen if? What would happen if I got up one more time, even though I've fallen flat on my face 10 times? What if I got up 11 times? What if, even though I'm tired and I'm out of breath and my heart is ready to beat out of my chest, what if I made it to the top of the hill?
If you reach for the stars and fall, that landing will not hurt as bad as the regret of never jumping in the first place, of never going after your dreams, of never truly finding out what you're made of never truly finding out how far you could go in this life.
That mindset of success, that mindset of I can make this happen, that mindset of I can be that person that I'm talking about and dreaming about. But in order to do better, I have to get better.
See, it starts with me. It starts with me improving who I am. That makes me better at everything that I do. When I improve who I am, when I focus internally, when I invest in me first, that's what makes me better at all the things that I do. And in order to be successful, I have to believe that I can be successful. And that happens through self-improvement. When I invest in me, when I invest in me wholeheartedly, I can start to believe and see those things coming to fruition.
Paying too much attention to the immediate pleasures of life. There's so many of these other distractions going on. You want to be paying attention to yourself. And the problem with people in the world today is you're not paying attention to yourself. You're not inside your own head. You don't hear those voices. You don't hear what you love, what you like anymore. And so you're always like attuned to what other people like. Self-awareness, being able to hear those voices, is the key to everything.
If you let people's perception of you dictate your behavior, you will never grow as a person. But if you leave yourself open to experience, despite what others think, then you will learn and grow.
Those who can do, those who can't, talk about those who can. Now, can you or can you not? Now, you just want to sit on the sideline to talk about other people, or can you step up?
What do you want to make happen in the next 6 months of your life? We're almost a third of the way through the year already. And the fact is, 6 months, it is going to just pass in the blink of an eye. Do you know how fast that time is going to go? Just take a minute and think about the next 6 months and imagine what you want your life to look like. What's it feel like in your day-to-day life? What's happening in your career? How have your relationships or your friendships changed? I really want you to stop and visualize it. What do you want to make happen?
Who would I become? How would I think about the world? Maybe it's the curiosity to discover what is around the next corner. Maybe you become the person that changes your family's legacy forever. Wouldn't that be worth getting up just one more time? Wouldn't that be worth getting up 30 minutes earlier than your alarm? It's believing that you can. I'm believing that something greater is in store for you. Because I promise, if you are going out into the world, attempting to leave everything better than you found it, using your gifts for good, I promise you, it will be impossible to call yourself a failure.
This is it. This moment, that is it. No need jumping in the past, no need looking for anything in the future. You will not get more than you have right now. It's just here.
You don't get to world class by doing easy things, taking easy projects. It's not an easy route. World class is about victory. It's achieving victory over your fears, your doubts, your disbeliefs, your procrastinations, your limited self. So don't be in the business of looking for easy. There's no joy there. There's no energy there. We come most alive as human beings when we achieve victory over difficult things.
I found that nothing in life is worthwhile unless you take risks. Nothing. Nelson Mandela said, "There is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living."
And the greatest fear you face is yourself, because you know we all have dreams, and it's very scary sometimes to accept the dream that you have, and it's scarier still to say, "Okay, I want that." It's scary because you're afraid that if you put your heart and soul into it and you fail, then how are you gonna feel about yourself, right? So being fearless means putting yourself out there and going for it. No matter what, go for it. Not for anybody else, but for yourself.
Your mindset can either be your superpower or your prison. It can elevate you or limit you. When you reinforce doubt and fear, you become trapped within the confines of your own mind. The world is what it is, but what's important is how you perceive it. You are the author of your own story. Don't let your mind put the governor switch on your potential. Use it to live the life of your dreams. We're all a work in progress. Growth has no end. Your story is still being written. You're the writer and the narrator. There's no limits to self-improvement because no one can ever truly reach a state of perfection. Everything around us is always changing, and so we must evolve too. Don't ever make the mistake of thinking that you're finished. It doesn't matter how far you still need to go. All that matters is that you're still trying.
It's not just about what do you want. It's especially about what are you willing to sacrifice for this? This is the question. What type of sacrifices are you willing to go through? What type of suffering are you willing to take? And based on that, it determines what can you reach.
If you have a dream, if you have a goal in life that you want to accomplish, I can tell you, hard work, dedication, determination. Take small steps, and sooner or later, they will continue to grow and grow and grow into bigger accomplishments. Believe in yourself, stay strong, stay focused. No matter what, the bad times don't last forever. If someone tells you, you can't, you prove to them that you can. If someone fires you from a job, when one door closes, another door opens. Always believe in yourself. Don't try to be like anyone else. Live your ideas to the fullest. And always believe that no matter what happens in your life, it's for a greater purpose.
Like, I can't say this enough. Stop waiting. Do not waste your life waiting, worrying, or wishing for things to change. You gotta want it enough to do the work. Your dreams have a brick path that will get paved every single day, one brick at a time.
How many times have you told yourself you're gonna do it? How many times have you told yourself tomorrow? How many times have you told people what you were going to do? You know where all that talking has gotten you? Fucking nowhere. You have not moved the needle once. I know it kind of feels like you're doing it when you talk about doing it, when you think about doing it, when you plan to do it, but the reality is you have not done anything. So when are you gonna do it? At what point does the talking stop and the action begin? If it's at any other point than right now, you are not serious. You don't wanna do it. You wanna keep indulging in the that got you in the position where you want to change instead of just actually changing. Nobody who is that serious about change, knowing how hard it is to change, waits until tomorrow to do it because they don't want to spend another second being anything other than what they could be.
Consistency is having a goal, and when you wake up that day and you don't feel like it, you still do what you told yourself you was going to do. That's all consistency is. It is the days you don't feel like doing it, and you realize that I am where I am because of other people's sacrifice. I got to get up and make it happen, even though I don't want to get up and make it happen.
Make your future dream a present fact by assuming the feeling of the wish fulfilled. So whatever it is that you would like to experience in your life, you must be able to feel it. So live in the feeling of being the one you want to be, and that you shall be. Every feeling makes a subconscious impression. And unless it is counteracted by a more powerful feeling of an opposite nature, it must be expressed.
Greatest people on the planet have suffered the most. Suffering is not bad. I'm suggesting suffering is awesome. The ego runs from suffering because it's the death of the ego. But I believe pain, difficult times, failure, loss is purification and preparation for personal heroism.
You are not your losses. One misstep doesn't define who you are. If you've lost or failed, so what? Stop being the victim. Feeling sorry for yourself isn't going to get you any closer to your goal. It's not a loss if you learn something. So take accountability for the damage that was done and just keep moving forward.
Many times people want to rush. They want to accelerate the journey. But they don't understand that the journey is lifelong. There is no end goal. There is no end destination. You are in this journey from the moment you were born until you die. Today is just another what? Brick that you're laying to build your ideal house.
We have a choice to accept life as it is, or be an active force for good to decide, I don't want to just survive. This is not me. What it takes to survive and what it takes to live, those are two totally different things. Do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have.
Where you are now is just a reflection of your past thoughts, your past thinking. So if you want to change your future, you got to change your thoughts now and then put them into action ultimately.
You have to go through the fire first. You have to experience the full fall and the complete self-loathing in order to come around to something like the forgiving of oneself. It's when you skip responsibility, when you use a substitute emotion like guilt, which is of no use to anyone. But if you feel the real thing, which is shame, hatred, humiliation, and self-loathing, that is the door. And if you get through that, then you can forgive yourself.
You can never lose faith. That's the key. You have to believe in something that you can't see. You have to believe when you can't, when you don't see no way how.
You have to stop. You have to stop giving in to every little short-term impulse that enters your brain. You have to stop giving in to whatever feels good in the moment. You are going down an empty road. And the further you go down that road, the more you try to satisfy that appetite, the appetite just grows. It can never be satisfied. So long as you try to satisfy your carnal desires and your short-term impulses, you are going to live a life of suffering. But if you choose to suffer up front, you pay in full now, you are going to become somebody that you are proud of. You are going to become somebody that you respect. And that feeling is so much more satisfying and so much longer lasting than any other form of cheap dopamine that you're chasing after. Walk away from that path now, because it is leading you absolutely nowhere.
Your back is against the wall. And every single one of you can relate to this, because this is what's difficult about failure. The disappointment is on you. It is your fault, and you go through failure alone. Failure gives you two choices. You stay down or you get up. All of you understand the disappointment of failure. And I can stay down or I can get my ass up, and I'm in the getting up business.
Someday it's gonna be your last day. It's gonna be our last day. So I'm gonna live every day as if it's my last day and do stuff that I always wanted to do, because I don't wanna go, oh man, I'm dying tomorrow, I'm dying now, and I missed. I don't wanna think about what I could have, should have done. I wanna do it now, and I don't care about talent. I just care about doing it now because I want it. I wanna do it, and it's within me.
I think you know what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Deep down inside, I think everybody does. And a lot of people just don't go after it, you know? And like most people start out, they say, I want to be a this, but I'm going to get that to make sure I have something to fall back on. Yeah. And what you're doing is you're setting yourself up for failure, because you're going, there's a possibility that I'm going to fall back. And when you put that out there, then you fall back. But if you just say, hey, this is what I want to do, and you go do it, you usually get your stuff the way you want it, man.
You know, courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes it's the quiet voice at the end of the day whispering, I will try again tomorrow. The journey towards your dreams starts with the courage to begin, to take that first step despite the uncertainty that lies ahead. It's about acknowledging your fears and at the same time not letting them hold you back. Every great achievement began with the decision to try, to step into the unknown. The path may not always be clear, and the destination may seem distant, yet every step you take is a victory. It's a testament to your strength, your resilience. Remember, the only impossible journey is the one you never begin. So muster your courage, take that first step, and watch as the path unfolds before you.
It's okay to be a little lost. It's okay to not know. It's okay to be a little bit confused. It is okay. You know, stop beating yourself up so much about it. Stop feeling like you need to be there or with this person or at that point in life, or you need to have what they have. Just take a step back, take a breath, and just be where your feet are. It is okay. It is just a season in your life. It's just a period in your journey. It's not going to last forever.
When you die, you'll be dead for a very long time. Also, I don't know if you know this, you were not born for a very long time. Even though life is long, it's also, if you take a step up, very short. The concept of not squeezing the shit out of it, from a happiness standpoint, from a trying standpoint, from an ambitious standpoint, is ludicrous to me.
You know for a fact in your mind, yeah, I should probably be doing it. And then you don't do it anymore. You just cheat yourself. If you've got something that you want, what is stopping you from getting it? You got to realize that you're in complete control, right? You're behind the wheel every fucking day.
Life is too short to keep pushing your dreams aside. Those two simple words can hold so much power over you. Not yet implies that your dreams are just beyond your reach, that you're not ready, and that the time isn't right. But let me tell you something. The time will never be perfect, and you will never feel completely ready. The truth is, life doesn't wait for you to catch up. It moves forward with or without you.
Hardest part about change is not making the same choice as you did the day before. And the moment you decide to make a different choice, you're going to feel uncomfortable because you're stepping from the known into the unknown.
You have to be willing to suffer when everybody else gives up. You have to be able to endure when everybody else packs it in. And this is what creates greatness. And without that vision of what you're trying to be, without that conscious decision that I'm going to do this no matter what the fuck happens, you can never achieve it because you don't have the motivation to stick through the hard times when everybody else quits.
Are you the type of person that will plant trees so that they would grow and your grandchildren can sit in that shade? If you're thinking about legacy, if you're thinking about the impact that you can have in years to come and generations to come, then you start planning. Move your calendar from today to a month from now. What do you want to be doing? A year from now, what should my life look like? What should my home look like? What should my family say about me? Write your obituary out now about the things you want to do, things you want to be remembered for. It's not about you getting up and going to work. It's about the work you put into people.
Not willing to sacrifice for your goals, that's okay. You just need to know that your goals will become the sacrifice. You have to give up what you want now for what you want most. And if you're not willing to do that, just cool. Just know you'll never get to where you really want to be.
Pain that you go through is temporary, but the greatness on the other side is forever. It's the thing that we always got to constantly remember. And if we could just get past that pain threshold, training, whatever it is, and on the other side of that is the good, it's the greatness. So get past that threshold and get to your greatness.
But what if life wasn't about happiness? What if life is about experiencing every aspect and every emotion that life has? Wouldn't you want to experience the full set and range of emotions that life has to offer you? The sadness, the heartbreaks, the joy, right? You can't have happiness without sorrow. You can't have pleasure without pain. And to neglect one thing is to neglect life.
Get sick and tired of being sick and tired. Get over the idea that this is it, that there isn't anything more. there's always more in the tank. How do you tap into that reserve? You empty you. You challenge yourself. You find a fear that you have of heights, and you conquer that thing. Remove all of those things out of your life, and when you die, you will be empty, but you will have filled the world with impact.